Kaya Umob, we here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boorloo and the surrounding waters of the Derbal Yerrigan our home. This guy was just chatting me up and I was not interested. It was just one of those little faces you just see in your DMs and you're like, go away, please. And like, I just told him, I was like, listen, I turn into a cat on Fridays.
No!
And he blocked me. This is something that's not spoken about at all. As black folders navigating through uni, We don't get to live in these situations. No. We have to survive in them.
And yeah, now we're here.
Now we're here. We made it this far. Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast. A show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you mob!
It's IJ.
And Sha.
And welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast.
Oh my god, it's so weird. We're starting this episode like at a really different time
than usual.
Yeah, it's like we had a whole day before we came into the studio today.
We're usually bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, Friday morning girlies.
Friday morning girlies. Our coffees. We don't have coffees today.
Yeah, exactly. My hands are empty. What is this?
Like, what is this? You bought a chocolate in.
I did bring a chocolate. I was driving and I was like, I'm getting low blood sugar vibes. Have you seen the movie Mall Cop?
Yes.
There's a bit of it where he like faints from like low blood sugar and it's like playing in my head. I'm like, oh my god, you're gonna like faint while you're driving. Like, I pulled over and I went to the IGA and got $1 chocolate. I feel rejuvenated. But I will say, I feel tired.
Oh. What did you get up to today? Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
Staring at my computer for 6 hours. I have a 2,500 word report due and I thought I was going to do well on it. Mm. Then I looked at the marking key and it said that you failed that that section if you have like less than 15 references. Like less than 12 is a fail, a pass is 15, and then like upwards of 23, 25 references is like good. And I was like, are you joking?
I hate that so much.
The fact they put a number?
Like a number to indicate whether or not you've
23 references.
Who in their right mind has the time to research that much?
I know. They have to be primary, secondary, peer-reviewed, case law. And I'm like, are you trying to break me right now? Are you actually trying to break me?
Wait, so have you started?
I have contemplated. I have brewed. I have pondered. A couple of my friends responded to me after I said pondered on the podcast. They said they burst out laughing because they don't hear that word. And I thought, it's a word.
Pondered.
Ooh. I ponder all the time. Like, is it a verb? Because I ponder a lot.
Yeah, you're a ponderer.
Ponderer.
You're a ponderer. Ponderer. IJ is a ponderer.
I'm a ponderer. What did you do today, Charlotte?
Well, I went on a hike.
What? She's not wearing hike attire at the moment.
Oh, no. I went at 8 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
With this person. And it was good. I liked it. It was lovely. Will I do it again? No. But okay, I will tell you what. There was just so many white people and you would walk past a couple, like an old white couple, and they'd be like, good morning. And then like I was like, bro, like why are they hiking so early in the morning? Are they like trying to look for more land to colonize? Like what's going on?
But like, can you explain what a hike is? Because when you say hike,
I think of the trenches.
Uphill, like, oh, yeah. Sweating dirt all over your face, like.
Okay, look, this is my first time agreeing to do something like this. It was just like a walk in the bush.
A glorified walk.
But, I feel like it's a glorified walk, for sure. I think hike is, no, I think of, like, mountains and scoping and scaling and whatever. But, I mean, it was a cute little time. I liked it. I mean, I wouldn't do it again. I would not do it again. It just wasn't. It's just not something I want to wake up and do. But it was a very lovely.
While it
I'm just
lasted.
Trying to think. While it lasted, I don't I just, oh my God, I just don't care enough to, like, what I, no, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just did not gain anything from it, so I'm not going to do it again. I thought, look, I go on my daily walks. Like, I don't mind my daily walks. I just thought I'd level it up a little bit, and I just, I don't think it made a difference.
We'll stay where we are.
We'll stay where we are. I'm not going on no hikes. Don't ask me again, please. And yeah, after that, I came home, and hence why I'm not wearing hiking attire. I just relaxed the entire day, which is bad procrastination because I have an exam next week. But it's okay. We won't get into that. I don't want to talk about it.
Don't think about it.
Oh,
out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. No thoughts. I had a thought, and then I was like, no, stop.
Brain, your brain's like telling itself, like, stop. And like, it's like, no, stop. I want to think. It's like, no, stop.
No,
like,
stop thinking.
No thoughts.
No thoughts. I have nothing but dangerous thoughts up here, and I don't want to think about them.
Do you know what I do? I imagine like a little stick figure in my brain, like pushing like a wall that has the thoughts, and like pushing them all out of my head. See ya.
That's why they're called intrusive thoughts, girl.
Yeah, they're trying to intrude on my no thoughts space.
Yeah, no thoughts space. Guys, no, we're having a no thoughts Friday today. That's what we're doing. Empty-minded. Yeah, we blessed in the west, no doubt. North to the south, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. But anyways, what are we going to be doing this episode, IJ? I feel like...
This episode is loco. No, it's not.
It's actually...
This episode is messy.
It's going to be messy.
It's giving hot takes. You know the hot takes episode where it was so back and forth? It was like one hot take about the jeans, and then it was a hot take about like...
Depression.
Cancel X, Y, and Z, you know? Like, it was so up and down. Yeah. Like, it was an emotional roller coaster. So we're kind of calling it life hacks / cheat codes. Because... A lot of them are like cute little tips. I'd call some of them tips, life hacks, ways to make your life more convenient, easier, fun. And then some of them are like deep. Some of them are cheat codes to life.
Cheat codes to life.
Ways to...
Just be the best version of yourself. Mm. Am I right?
Yeah, reevaluate.
Right? Reevaluate everything.
Change our thinking patterns.
And that's something we love doing here on the Sovereign Podcast.
True.
I feel like I've learned a lot more than I have at uni this entire... Like, the entire time we've recorded episodes on this podcast.
True.
But, you know, like, the hot takes episode, I think, was probably, like, something that allowed us to showcase more of our personalities.
Definitely.
And it just goes to show we're very unhinged and,
strange?
Yeah, it's strange. we're not saying don't, like, these life hacks and cheat codes, listen to our advice. Listen to it.
We're
act
so
on
old.
It.
We know so
we
much.
We know so much. But we promise you, it took a lot for us.
It took a lot to get there.
Okay,
let's kickstart. Let's give some light ones. Let's give the people some little tips and tricks.
Okay,
I've got a lot, especially having lived independently.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm full of these. Even the ones I've written down, I'm like, I know more. I was looking at my mum. I'm like, Mum, I know you know some hacks. Come on, tell me some hacks. She was like, she's going to hate me for saying this, but she was saying silly, silly things. She was like, if your mate... too much pancake batter, just put it in the fridge for tomorrow. And I was like, Mum, that's not a life hack. That's not a life hack. Everyone knows that.
Bless her.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I literally was like, what the hell? So, never mind that. I thought of some other ones. Why don't we start? Let's just give some cute little ones. For example, I know some of the girlies. Are you a candle girly?
Me? Yes,
I'm
love
a candle girly. I love
candles.
Oh,
no, actually, no, I'm not anymore.
Oh.
But tell me this.
Are you a what are those
I'm
things
an
called?
Incense girly.
Oh, incense.
I'm a bukhur girly. Bukhur is like an Arabic, like, it's like a charcoal you burn. And I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's one of the most, I've been using it so much that I've neglected candles. That's all I'm going
to say. Oh, wow. I am a... hoarder of candles.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little
so
tip
I did,
on this.
I even bought like a wick trimmer.
Oh.
It's these mega scissors that like trim the wicks of your candles so they don't get all like ashy.
You're so old.
I was so excited. I paid like $20 for that and it's so good.
Guys, but it doesn't take IJ a lot to make. It doesn't
seriously,
take a lot to make her happy.
A wick trimmer. Who would have thought? Oh my God. And when I saw it, I felt like I struck gold. I thought, oh my God, you've got a wick trimmer? I was so excited I bought that. But that's not my tip. So you know how when sometimes you light a candle, it like concaves almost? Do you know what I mean? Like where, like the
yes.
circle gets smaller and smaller and you're like burning it and
you're basically
waste wax. On the first time you use a fresh candle, if you burn it all the way to the edges, every single time you light it, it will burn all the way to the edges and use all the candle. So when the wick's done, you won't have leftover wax. The entire thing will be burnt.
Okay, like the candles that I have stashed, I think that's the problem I have. Actually, that's
maybe
a good one.
You probably got like... a burnt circle all the way down and extra wax sitting extra on wax the outside. Sitting on the outside.
I'm like, how do I get rid of the extra wax sitting on that? That's that. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten to the point of using butter knives, sticking them in my candles and trying to dig out the wax to try and burn it. But trust and believe, burn it all the way.
I am taking that piece of advice.
Yes, sir.
I needed that. So like when you say life tips, right? Just a side note about anything.
Anything. Because I have the most random ones in here, girl.
Yeah, I feel like my ones are very, I have pretty random ones as well, but go ahead. I don't know.
Hit us with one.
I don't know. Oh, where do I start? I don't know. Most of these are from experience.
Yeah.
I think you could relate, but I think, okay, all right, I'm just going to say it. So, some context as to how this life tip came, why I wrote this down when we suggested to do this episode. I was in Canberra and I was in this hotel in my hotel room. Oh my God, I was catfished. This particular hotel I was at, I thought like it was just really dim. I don't know how to explain it. Like there was no light in it. And even if the light was on, I think it was just the aesthetic of it. Mm. It was just naturally dim. Like you walk in, they want to set the mood. It's like very 1920s speakeasy vibes or something. I don't know. And so I was... I was in Canberra for, four nights, three nights. I walked, in that hotel room, the curtains, and I was on the lowest level. That's what I mean by catfish. I thought I was on, they gave me a key card and everything, and I was actually going up an elevator until I realized I was actually on the ground floor. That's where my room was. And so, which meant, outside of my window, there was a parking lot. The curtain, the window was big. It was, probably the size of that wall. And then there were curtains. The curtains wouldn't close properly. And, it just gave me a lot of anxiety at night. And I'm a very, superstitious, spiritual person. Or, I've had supernatural experiences, don't get me wrong. But I kid you not, I just felt like I was being watched. I woke up one night and I felt like someone was actually sound so unhinged. I felt like someone was actually staring at me through the window. I opened my eyes and I could peep. I was like, oh God, what if there's someone out there? I freaked out. If you have a similar experience in a hotel room, right? I went into the closet, there's a closet. I took a hanger and on the hanger, there's those little clips. I took four hangers and I push the curtains together because they wouldn't fully close. And I would use the clips of the hanger fully enclose my curtains. I don't know. And I've been staying at a lot of hotels. I have to for travel and work. So that little tip changed my life. I have some weird thing where I can't, if a curtain's not fully shut, my brain does not feel comfortable at all. So after that, I was
that's
oh my
cool.
God.
Very makeshift.
makeshift. I was that's a word of advice for a lot of people who feel uncomfortable in hotel rooms. Even just do that.
Even if you can't, if you have to sleep in darkness
and
your curtains don't close properly or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Take a hanger and use the clips together. But yeah, no, that was just a really specific weird one.
That is really specific.
Is really specific.
That is actually good. I would hate to feel like I'm being looked at. Ew.
No, it was the worst experience of my life.
Okay. Oh my God, I have so many, guys. Mm. I might even have to do a quick fire, just give you the sentences because I have so many tips to give people.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, well, I'll give you my quick tips.
Okay.
Everyone in my life, not to toot my own horn, says I have really soft skin. Guys, cheat code. Unscented, very thick moisturizer mixed with an oil.
Yes.
Use either coconut oil, argan oil, what other oils do I have? Any kind of nut, oil. Yeah. Best believe, you will have soft skin. It will feel really thick when you put it on, but it will melt into your skin and you will have the softer skin. People always say that to me. And exfoliate. Sorry.
No, that's a good one. That is a good one.
I feel like brown girlies. And come on.
Cleanse. I always do this in order to get how I feel what works best for my skin. And a lot of people miss this. Don't exfoliate before you cleanse. Always cleanse, then exfoliate, then tone, and then put your oils, moisturizers on. That way your skin feels much more refreshed. You're unclogging a few pores. And that's how your skin just essentially gets soft. Mm. I don't know. I feel like that's just something that I've learned through trying to achieve soft skin. But I don't know. Very true. God, that's very good. That's a very good one.
I love that one. If you are matching, I feel like you are as well. This sounds so weird.
What?
I think you are as well.
What?
A matching brown undies girly. Sometimes. I know you have matching sets. Girl, don't lie to me.
Wait, like what do you
matching
mean?
Matching bride undies, girly. Yes. We're wearing the same in that way.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's pretty to have sets of underwear.
Yes.
What I do, so I don't
wear a bra.
True. So I don't lose them, I peg them.
Yep.
And just put them in my drawer like that.
That's
so that,
smart.
Like, you don't
peg
lose
them.
One or the other. And that when you wear it, you wear both. You don't have one in the wash and one out at different times.
Yes.
I just peg them so they're together.
Oh, my God, that's so smart.
Yes,
so you don't have to, like, scout for them in your drawers.
No.
Oh, the worst.
I know. Left-hand side of your TikTok, press your thumb down and the video will play in 2x speed. People love to do story times and I love to listen, but they're
too long.
They're too long. Hold your finger down and play it in 2x. Life-changing. Not good for, like, short attention span. Like, it's encouraging us to enjoy short-form content, but I would call it a hack.
I like that. That's good.
Exactly.
I have a quick one. If you don't have a jade roller, use an ice cube because it works the same and helps your skin look less saggy and more tight. Jade rollers are expensive.
Mm. Save the people in the back.
Exactly. And ice cubes do the exact same thing. They tighten it, like, just
Depuff.
Mm. Make it look less saggy. Make you look more energized. Tighten your skin a little. I've recently lost my jade roller.
Oh.
So I've been ice cubing and it's done the same, exact same thing.
Kind of fresh, wakes you up in the morning.
Wait, it does the job.
I agree with that. For girlies on a budget, buy frozen fruits and veggies or freeze your fruits and veggies if they're about
to
go off. You don't have to add anything to your fruits and veggies to do that. Just put it in the freezer.
Mm.
Okay, don't make the mistake of putting bananas with the peel on in the freezer because I did that and it was so hard to get the peel off. Peel them first.
Yeah.
But it's cost effective because fresh fruit goes off so fast and it's so expensive.
And it's expensive.
Or you just have less food wastage if it's a, like, you know, you can tell it's in its last days. Chuck it in the freezer.
That's like an
forever.
Ethnic people hack.
It is. It literally is.
Because I open the freezer. My mum has, like, frozen, like,
spinach, bananas.
Everything. Frozen spinach especially. And she makes gourmet sabzi, which is, like, a Persian dish. Gourmet sabzi. Sorry, why am I saying it like that? And you need frozen spinach. It does not work without frozen spinach.
Frozen herbs. Think about how fast herbs go off.
Yeah, no, they go off. Oh, my goodness. Guys,
it's
no-brainer.
To me, it's a no-brainer. Save your money, people.
Not a lot of people actually do that, sis. That's crazy, isn't it?
Okay, go on.
Oh, I had, on the topic of food, I actually saw this on TikTok, but I've been doing it, and I wanted to share it. Forgive me. This girl made, like, an Excel sheet of, because, you know, meal prepping. I meal prep personally because, like, it's the most convenient thing in the world, right? So I saw this girl, she was meal prepping, and she made an Excel sheet of all the meals that she knows how to make.
Ooh.
And she would randomly, not even an Excel sheet, she would put it even in a generator or something, and she would randomly generate, like, a weekly menu plus a shopping list based on the ingredients that she had to get, and because she hates making decisions. And
that's
if it's hard to make, like, you know when people are like, what do you want for dinner? Like, it's hard to choose.
Yeah.
Do that. And
that's so smart.
It just does the job. Just generate it and you'll know what you're making for the week or you know what you're making for the night or the day or whatever.
And you save money, you save time.
You save money and time.
Yeah, I actually waste a lot of money grocery shopping when I don't have a purpose. Like, I don't know what I'm buying.
You
kind of just buy food for every possible meal you can make and then it's a waste. So I like that one. This one's for my girlies that love to straighten their hair.
Oh, me.
I don't know if this is actually healthy for your hair, but it does the trick. And I have straightened my hair religiously since I was 12 years old, which is bad. But, guys, you know dryer sheets that you put in the dryer to make your laundry smell good?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little half see-through piece that's got, like, a scent fabric thing on it.
Yeah.
You put it, like, onto your hairbrush. So I used to get my hairbrush and, like, imagine you push it down onto your hairbrush so that the spikes of the hairbrush go through it.
Mm.
And then you brush your hair with it and it keeps your flyaways down. It keeps your hair soft and it puts a scent on your hair.
That's so cool.
I used to do it in high school. Oh. I know. And my mum used to be like, where's the dryer sheets? And I'm like, I used to shove them onto the hairbrush and, like, brush my hair with them. And it keeps your hair flat, like, no flyaways, keeps your hair straight, smooth, and it has a smell.
That's actually so good.
I know.
And, like, if you're... No, that's so smart. I'm going to try that out,
I don't
know
if it's very healthy, but...
I mean...
It's a hack, I would say.
It kind
we do
of, like,
worse.
It's heatless,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you're already straightening your hair, you've done the damage.
Exactly.
Let's just add to it.
And if you have straightened your hair, for all the girls who are recovering from damaged straight hair, avocado oil, please.
Ooh.
Avocado oil, put it in your hair before you straighten it. Like, no, as in, like, before you straighten, before you know you're going to straighten your hair after washing your hair,
Wait,
if that makes sense.
Say that again.
So, like, You know, like, what I'm talking about, like, before wash days.
Yes, okay.
So, like, the night before a wash day, put avocado oil in your hair. Okay. Knowing that you're going to straighten your hair after your wash day, I do that. I mean, wavy hair, curly girl, curly hair girls know that, like, your outfit, it depends. Your hair depends on the outfit. Like, yeah, I don't know. You have, like, a curly girl outfit, then you have, like, your straight girl outfit. So, straight girl outfit. Straight hair girl outfit. And so, like, avocado oil... Actually,
okay, I'll try
it's
that.
Good. It's good. It helps again with the heat. It's like a good way to like fix the damage as well as like it's just like a long term thing. I don't know. It's a really good way of protecting your hair.
You do love a hair oil, a hair mask. You do more than I.
I love my hair mask. Oh, I'll put you on some that I think are good. And like, funny enough, I think I brought this up in my other episode. I don't know, but on that note. Go to a dermatologist about your hair, not a hairdresser.
Ooh, because that's scalp, eh?
Scalp. They'll know. And then if you want to go to a hairdresser, only go for what, like, asking about the hair, your hair texture and your hair, just your hair in general, your hair health. So, and then from there, you will know what products are good for your hair. And don't invest in expensive shampoo and conditioners. Invest in good hair masks.
Wow.
Expensive hair mask, IJ. You need to go. I don't care if it's $50. That hair mask is going to save your hair once a week.
Damn.
I don't know. That's just like a little life tip. I would rather spend more money on a hair mask than like shampoo and conditioner.
Okay.
Because it does two things for your hair.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't know. Sorry, that was just an
No,
add-on.
That's a good one.
But sorry, keep going.
Let me think here. This one hits close to home.
Aww.
So I got a call saying, no, you don't have an awesome tax return. You have a tax debt.
Oh, that.
Yeah. And I burst into tears. So let's not talk about that. But I know the reason why now. And it was a rookie mistake. And that's because I'm not all too educated in the way of tax. And I actually don't know.
Don't blame you.
I actually just hope and pray that my workplace has paid the tax because I have no clue about it. Anyways, there's this cutie little babe called the tax-free threshold. So there's like a certain amount of money you can get tax-free. So I have two jobs, one job that I work like part-time and one job that I work casually. And basically what happened was I had tried to claim the tax-free threshold on both jobs, I think, and hence I wasn't getting taxed enough on my casual job, so now I owe the tax department what I should have been taxed in the first place, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure.
So even if you don't understand it, just girlies know, if you have two jobs, the one that you get the most income from, claim the tax-free threshold. When you fill out your tax form, you just tick the box. And on the casual job, you say, no, I don't want the tax-free threshold. And you should get taxed enough that you don't get a debt.
Hey, look.
I think that's correct.
I mean, I'm just going to take your word. Girl math. I'm going to take your word for it. I'm going to take it because, like, you probably saved so many people's lives just then.
I hope so because it's so disheartening when everyone's like, tax return, tax return. My mum called me. She goes, you got a tax debt. I said, what? No return.
Gosh.
Babes, it was not the vibe.
It's, no.
You know what?
That's
no,
like,
I saw TikToks about people saying tax debt and I didn't understand it. Now I've got one. I understand.
Now you understand.
Don't be in tax debt, guys. Also, oh, another tax hack. Tax hack. If you get any welfare, like money from the government, they don't tax that unless you ask them to.
Mm.
So you'd think they're a government department, they already tax the money they give you. They don't.
No, they don't.
So you need to actually expressly ask them to tax the money they give you. Otherwise, you're going to be in a tax debt with that as well, like even like welfare. Period.
Hey, look at you go.
I know, right?
An economic girly.
I know, and I hope that's not incorrect because I know that there was some, like, negative stereotypes being reinforced with the whole, like, girl math idea. Like, I do like it. It's funny.
Yeah.
But also, like, sometimes people were saying it plays on the idea that, you know,
women aren't financially
capable and responsible.
Girl dinner, girl math. Like, there was just so much
It is kind of funny. Like, I relate sometimes.
I mean, I do too. Like, I was laughing my ass
off,
you know? But, like, then I was,
in the
like,
same way.
But then, I don't know, it's like one of those people, you know when you're like, you make it such a joke that there's,
you
like, that
the
one
seriousness?
Serious... Yeah, yeah, that one serious person's like, that's not funny. Like...
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Oh. And then they explain to you why and you're like, I've been condoning this.
So I'm kind of like hitting back at girl math.
Yeah, but like we're still very proud of you for that because like, I needed that too. Oh my goodness, I don't know crap about tax.
Neither. What a place to be, living in the middle of the hills and the sea.
It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean. Okay, what else? Oh, I have a funny one.
Go on.
If you ever get a flat tire, take a picture of it on your phone so for future reference you can use it as an excuse to get out of
it. Ooh, that is a good one! Oh my guilty? God! How guilty? Did you think of that?
Because I'm guilty!
Oh my God!
I was running late to an appointment once. And, like, this was, I think it was a hair appointment or something. I don't even remember. Oh my God, it was like last year. I got a flat tire and I'm glad my dad taught me how to, like, fix it. Because I grew up in the country and you have to fix your Land Cruiser, like your any four-wheel drive tires or whatever. I remember taking a photo of it to just send to my mum and be like, oh, look what happened today. And then I was running late to an appointment, like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks later. And I was like,
oh my God, that is genius.
And I was like, I might as well just not go because there was like a fee for like if you're late. Okay. And I was like, I'm not paying that extra $50, $40 or whatever the hell it was. And so I just sent a photo of that flat tire and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. My tire is
not. Oh my God, that's really smart. You know what's even worse though? I knew people that did that with COVID tests.
Oh, really?
They took photos of positive COVID tests. But even just for like avoiding social events. They're like, no, sorry,
smart.
Bro, I got COVID.
That's smart. I wish I did that.
They had like a communal positive COVID test on the fridge and it was like whoever like needed to take a photo of it. I don't know why I never said anything.
I love that energy. I love that. I love that. Another thing. What else?
Oh, I've got, guys, if you're a headache girly, a migraine, I don't know about migraines, headache, or you're an, a girly that struggles with indigestion or like constipation, sorry, TMI.
Was it IBS?
I don't know. I really don't know. If you need to pop one out, or you need to get rid of your headache.
Lactose
girlies. There's a pressure point between your thumb and your pointer finger.
Ooh.
And if you hold it, it helps release like your headache and relax your bum bum muscles.
I love that. I love that.
Yes. So if you're
so headache and indigestion?
I know. The pressure points are just, they're working overtime.
So you're telling me it was in our body this entire time and I didn't have to go to the doctor asking to get like scans? Are you serious?
Yep. It's like in between your pointer finger and your thumb. You massage that little meaty bit of muscle or you hold it where it's uncomfortable and it helps relieve headaches and bowel movements.
Oh, I love that so much.
I know.
The body is such a random, and like a random pressure point too. That's a random
So unrelated,
area.
Yeah. No,
such
it's
a
cool
random
way.
Area, but I love that one.
I use that one all the time. TMI.
Like, and I'm starting to get headaches a lot more than I usually have, so I need that actually. Do you have another one? I have a very stupid one.
Go on.
Just like how to scare men off.
I've got a good one. Okay, go. No, you go first. Oh, I've used this one before. If they go up to you, you say, sorry, I don't have any change. It works really well.
You know what? That's like, you know how guys are like, oh, you're so hard to, she's so hard to get or whatever. No, you're just too hard to get rid of. Like, that stuff is so funny.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I don't have any change.
You are hilarious. I love that. I'm using that.
No, it's a good one because they get taken off guard. They're like, oh, God.
And, like, you just did the most bossiest thing ever. Mm. You got people it's running really back into their houses crying. You ruined, like, 5 years of therapy for them. I'm in love. That's funny. My one's similar. It's just like how to scare a man. I don't know. Just be weird.
Mm.
I love that. I feel like I'm not. Again, it's the whole like, oh, she's playing hard to get. No, you're too hard to get rid of type notion. Where you're like, I'm gonna get rid of you. I told a guy actually. Oh my God. Like last year, I think it was. I don't know. I don't even know when it was. This guy was just chatting me up, and I was not interested. It was just one of those little faces you just see in your DMs, and you're like, go away, please. And like, I just told him, I was like, listen, I turn into a cat on Fridays.
No.
And he blocked me. And I was just so happy about that. I was like, this is all it took for me to get
Seriously,
rid of someone.
One thing that the men are scared of is the alternative girlies.
Exactly. And then one of my friend I was like telling my friend this because we were just talking. We're like, oh, what's like the funniest way you've gotten rid of a man? And she was like talking about how she like spoke in like ancient Hebrew.
Ooh,
and like
that's
pretended
cool.
to summon demons or something and he ran off. But then she was like, also my friend does one. She like pretends she's pregnant and she asks the guy, she's like, oh, do you want to like help me raise the kid? And they just go away.
No. Oh my God. That's really smart.
I don't know. The things you have to do to get rid of, like,
I know.
Such annoying.
My cousin back in Adelaide, she dances like an absolute idiot, and it is the biggest male repellent I have ever seen.
I want to go clubbing with her.
It was shocking. I had to record it because I couldn't believe what I was looking at. She looked like like so silly, but literally no blokes came up to her. But I was like, you know what? It's working.
You know what? That's like the biggest, like, I love that. That's what I call a life hack.
That is. Oh, my God.
That's what I call a life hack. Oh, my God. I just have such silly ones that I don't even want to share. But then I'm
It's fine.
Well, I have one that's like, if you're too embarrassed to buy something, get a birthday card with it.
Ooh, you know that's what I mean? Actually... Wait, my mind just kind of got blown. Oh, my God.
Like, if you're too embarrassed to buy, like, something really, like... Something that you know will make... You'll get judged for.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm talking, like, really weird things. Just get a birthday card with it and...
That's kind of smart. It's abstract, but it's smart.
It's abstract, but smart.
I'm not really understanding.
I don't know. I don't know if you, like... Like, what are some weird things? Like, I don't know if you need, like, if you're, like, if you have, like, diarrhea.
Okay, but no, actually, for your friend?
That's, like, a medication. I don't know. Like, just in general, if you're too... Okay, here, let me rephrase. If you're too embarrassed to buy something that you feel like you get judged for, because, like, being judged is really subjective. I don't care. I have no shame.
True.
I have no shame.
Very true.
I have no shame. I don't care what I do in public at this rate. I'm like, just whatever. Mm. If you're too embarrassed to just get something,
it's smart. It's weirdly smart.
Yeah.
I've never thought of life that way.
Wow, walked into a store and I really like, okay, I blame a YouTuber that I watch. She goes into those like little kids, like supply stores or something. And she has like this water bottle and it has like cute little like penguins on it. It's like a small little like a tin water bottle. You know, those ones for kids.
Yeah.
And it like, they're so cute. Like they have like Hello Kitty ones. They have like different cute little artsy ones that I think are cute. So, like, I was kind of embarrassed to get one because I was like, do I pretend I have, like, a kid at home? Or...
True. Because,
like,
okay,
I don't know. But, like, just weird things like that, I think.
Yes, I'm understanding.
Like, just, like, in general, if I'm embarrassed to buy something, I'm going to get a birthday card with it.
I have one. I don't know if people know this. If you have dirty walls, like your wall is white,
I have a current problem walls. Like that. Yeah,
really?
I have like makeup stains on my wall.
Oh, how'd they get there?
Oh, my foundation, which I've boycotted using because of recent events in Palestine. I'm not gonna say the brand. It exploded on me once, and like
what?
It's just like,
okay.
I,
you should have stopped using it for that too.
Oh no, it was just one of those things, like, my desk is against my wall. So, like, when I opened it, it just went everywhere. And, like, it just slithered off my desk and then it stayed in my wall. I don't know how to get rid of it.
So, if you have, like, especially if you've got toddlers and they draw on the wall, mm-hmm. or you have, like, they have, like, dirty feet, hand marks, anything on the walls. I've used this because I've had rentals and you have to move out and have, like, clean walls.
Clean walls, yeah.
It's called Sugar Soap.
Oh, I know.
Is that, like,
a brand
or is that just a concept? Yeah. Well, sugar soap. It's quite concentrated, so you have to dilute it with a lot of water. I put it in, like, my mop bucket and then use a, like, rag.
Yeah.
And you wipe the walls and they go white again.
That's
like, literally,
so smart.
It's so strong, they go completely white.
And it does
white.
The job.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. It's a hack for people that are renters and it's a hack for people that need to have white walls.
That is so good.
Seriously. It's my, like, holy grail.
I'm gonna
especially
go
when
try
you,
that.
Like, move things or you bump the wall and it gets a mark on
it's
it.
It's a
like,
mark on it, yeah.
You know, or in certain lights, you start to see that there's like handprints and whatnot on the wall, and it gets really annoying. Or around light switches because everyone's always touching it.
Oh, and it gets
it
so
goes
dirty,
so clean.
And there's like little fingerprints.
Yeah, that's one of my
cute.
Hacks.
Oh, I love that so much. I like that hack. Mm. That's a good hack. I'm gonna use it because I don't like the foundation on my wall. It's actually so embarrassing. Everyone walks in and it's just like a big stain. And God, I can't hide it. Oh, I have another one, but it's more of like a neurodivergent tip because like. ADHD, like, I don't know, I just, the mind works in really crazy ways. When you complete a task, put it on your to-do list just to get the satisfaction of ticking something off.
Oh, that is good.
Rather than completing a task that already has a task that's already on your to-do list and you have, like, an extensive list. I always do that. Whenever I'm, like, feeling unmotivated or, like, I'll take a shower and then I'll put it on my, like, I'll write it down. I'm like, take a shower.
No,
tick.
I like that.
Or, like, eat something. I ate. Tick. Or like, just anything.
Yeah.
I just love the satisfaction of it.
The hardest thing of doing an assignment, of doing life, of doing anything is starting. So mm-hmm. if you've subconsciously already started, you've kind of got the ball rolling.
Yeah,
that's pretty good actually. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I don't know. People in Perth don't really have ceiling fans. People in Perth don't really have ceiling fans.
I have a ceiling fan.
Oh, thank you. thank you for your service. No, but in Broome, we have so every house has ceiling fans because it's so hot.
It
but
is
like
hot.
To some people, not. I think some people don't know about fan socks.
Like the like pieces of fabric. You
yeah,
can put
you
on
put
your,
over the fan.
Yeah,
and you just take it off and you put it in the wash and the dust gets all off.
Ooh.
Because I've heard some people like getting on ladders and cleaning the top of their fans. Like stuff that.
Me.
First of all, hazard. Second of all, effort. Pull the fan socks off. Get them dusted and then put
I'm
them back on the fan.
I'm going to go invest in some fan socks now.
Seriously. So good.
But it's okay now. It's summer. I think my fan is always in use. But, like, does it still dust? Gets dust
yeah,
on
it? Yeah, dust is just everywhere, man. You can't escape it.
I mean, my fan doesn't get dust. I feel like in winter it does and I have to clean it a lot.
Girl, stand on a ladder and see the top of your fan.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to. I can't. That's a problem for another time.
Okay. We are going to do quickly... One each of us. Sorry. We're quickly going to do a cheat code to life. Separate to a life hack. It's more like a important message to take through life to help life easier.
Yes.
Be easier or to live life in the best way that you can.
Yes.
One that I'm going to say is take people as they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I've had to learn. It's really tricky, but you save yourself a lot of stress and heartbreak. It's really hard, but you have to, like, take the rose-colored glasses off, pierce the veil, see the person
That's
for how they are.
That's
see,
a band.
Yeah, I thought that. I just thought that. See people for how they are. How they treat you is how they are, how
mm-hmm.
they feel about you. Don't sugarcoat it. See it.
Yeah.
Accept it. Swallow that. Like, follow the pill, even if it's hard.
Yeah.
And take people as they are, and then you reset expectations for yourself for how that person is.
Beautiful.
That's my cheat code to life. Look at what's in front of you. Don't imagine nothing. Look at what's in front of you. Take people as they are. Don't put expectations on them that they didn't even sign up for, that you
exactly.
created for them.
Exactly.
Take them as they are. Understand how much they can contribute or give you. That's mine.
I love that. That's actually such a good one. That's a good one. I keep saying that this episode, but genuinely, like, that if everyone had that mindset, if everyone had that mindset, there would be no, like...
Back and forth relationship,
and like,
yeah.
Exactly. It's amazing. My one is, you got to know how bomb you are without congratulations, validation, or a celebration.
Ooh, love that.
That's a little rhyme there. I think it's so important that when... It's important to just do things for the sake of yourself. You don't need someone else's... Like, you don't need extra validation to define who you are and what you do. There are people, like, I could be, you know, achieving all these amazing things. There are people who just do not give a crap. Or they could give a crap, but it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need someone to just define my worth and what I am. And you need to decide that at some stage, you know? So you got to know how bum you are without congratulations, validation, or celebration.
I think that's, like, focusing on internal validation rather
than
external.
Exactly.
You can't ride the wave of what other people tell you.
Because self-validation is so much more important than what everyone else is. Because...
Yep.
I mean, it is important to get validation somewhere in your life, but it's rare to find someone with, like, you know, high self-esteem that's never been congratulated or celebrated in their life. I don't know. But I just feel like it's, you need to elevate yourself and be confident instead of rely on others to just do that for you.
Fair enough.
But
I love that.
That's my one.
Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at.
Sovereignty. First,
ooh,
let me think.
Sovereignty. So, sovereignty is a segment on this podcast. I say this every episode. In case there's new listeners that don't know. So, sovereignty is essentially a segment on this podcast where we delve into our thoughts, energy, and affirmations.
She did it!
I did it! Yay! For the week ahead. And so... We encourage everyone to do this. It's really good for the soul. It's a Friday. Do it, please. Oh, it's a Friday for us.
Yeah.
Crap. Sorry.
Every day is important.
Every day is important. Do it anytime you want. So we're going to start with IJ's thoughts for the week ahead.
An affirmation?
Yeah.
Okay. My thoughts have actually been about myself.
Ooh.
And sorry. Duh.
We love that.
Duh. My thoughts have been surrounding embracing university culture more.
Beautiful.
The positive culture. Because I don't go to class, I don't go to campus, I don't actually do anything.
But you went to an event.
I did go to an event. I did see someone that we mentioned in the last episode, which was Spinout, because... What?
What?
What would we call him? Jerry or something silly.
I don't know. It was something silly.
Whatever we talk, call that fella. I've seen him at a uni thing. But regardless, what I'm saying is, like, when you go to campus, they have, like, free events. I went to the library the other day and did free colouring in and then got a free snack. And then today they had, like, free popcorn and fairy floss. And everyone was sitting around these tables. And it's really nice. And it's, like, go to campus. Experience what they have there for you. Get embraced in the uni culture. Because when you work in a corporate world, it might not be that fun. This is your time where you're still a student. They still put on events for you. They still do fun things. I went to this beautiful market that my uni put on. I say embrace it, you know, because by sitting at home or just going to class and leaving, you're not really embracing all these opportunities and like free things. Mind you, most of us are broke that they have an offer. So that's where my thoughts are.
It's there for you.
A reason.
Yeah, it's there for you. Literally. For a reason.
My energy. Oh, my God, guys. Without a doubt, without a lie, anything, I have been seeing 777 everywhere.
Is that your everywhere. Angel number?
No, mind you, I have 444 tatted on my arm and on my necklace at the moment.
Aww.
But I'm like, no, the universe must be telling me because it's coming up in my face no matter how hard I try to fight
it. Number 7 stands for in life path.
Yeah, it's like it's about focus on self.
Beautiful.
So it's spirit guides telling you to focus on self. All of it, like the energy revolves back to self. Whereas some of the others, it's about relationships or, you know, being guided by someone else, whatever.
Amazing.
This one is all back to self. Slow down on your self journey, all that. I see it on number plates, street signs, over and over and over. Everywhere. And it's like I can't escape it now. It's a bit like Spotto, where you just you see the yellow car everywhere now. You know what I mean? I can't escape it. So I guess I'm going to keep that in mind and kind of focus my energy that way. My affirmation, I will get my report done. I can do this.
You know what, though? The more you affirm that, and we literally were speaking about at the start of the episode, the more you say it out to the universe, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Is it due today?
Let's not talk about it.
IJ!
I can do it.
She can do it. She'll do it. She'll complete it
I will
today.
Complete it, yeah.
She'll
with
complete
flying
it
colours.
Today. I always like your sovereignties because they're so planned out. So that I decided to do the same. I wanted to plan mine out. Well, my thoughts for the week ahead. Next week is my last week of university.
Ooh.
Speaking of university.
Woo!
I know. Oh, this storm is so sweet.
That's scary, though.
It is scary. I don't want to go out in the real world. So I have my last exam next week, and then I'm done university. 3 years, done.
Oh, my God.
I am taking a break next semester. So, like, the start of 2024, I'm off.
Wow.
And so my thoughts are more, like, oh, my God. My accent's so... What? I've been watching Top Boy, and Bruv. In it. Oh, allow it. Or whatever. Just binged it. And then also been binging The Office. And so I've been used to Americanized, and I've been talking like, I don't know. I've been talking like Dwight Schrute as well as a joke. And so my R's are being too prolonged. I don't know. Anyways, enough of that side note. I need to think more about what I want to do in that little break. And so I have a lot of job interviews booked. I have a lot of passion projects coming up because I feel like it's really important to like,
Pursue those
as well. Energy for the week ahead. I will say, okay, my energy. All my friends, actually, well, people that I know of, told me the other day, the old Charlene is back, which is like such a random statement, right? But they were like, I've admitted, like I have been going through it, like a lot. In my solo episode, you get to see more of that. But I finally feel like myself again. And so I woke up this morning and I felt so energized, hence why I went to a stupid hike. I shouldn't have done that. But I feel like the old Charlene's back and I feel like I'm myself again. And I feel like I can go through life again without any setbacks because my old mindset has come back. I don't know.
I love that.
I just realized that like, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe the
like
storm's passed.
Oh, it feels so good. I'm like, damn, girl, when did I become so weak? When was I, like, begging for people's attention? No more. I'm back to being who I was prior to, like, so many different events in my life.
Boss.
So that's my energy for the week ahead. And then my affirmations are definitely just around, like, oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Maybe like enjoying your last week.
Yeah, I'm going to make the most out of my time. I'm so excited. I have so many amazing things happening anyways. I'm going to make the most out of my time. That's my affirmations. Amazing things happening. I've got a lot of, again, as I said, passion projects. I've got a lot of people that want to have yarns with me and stuff like that. Like, I'm going to go start making the most out of my time with what I have left of this year. So, yay! That is our sovereignty, and that also concludes our episode.
Thank you for listening.
And it was such a crazy, as we mentioned, a loco episode of us
delving into... We hope you got some tips.
Yeah.
Tips and tricks.
We had really interesting ones. Yeah. I loved it.
Cool.
And, yeah, we'll see you next episode, everyone. Bye! That's why
we... You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Joshua Eggington, aka Fluent, and Tani Walker.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna.
Our executive producer is Danielle Raphael.
Our artwork is by my sis, Lavinia Nijalia McKenna.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTIFM on Wajak Nyunga Buja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never sealed. Summertime.